Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, federally insured by NCUA, by Northrop Grumman, the value of performance, and by Leidos, practical answers for a complicated world.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. I'm Pete Medhurst. Coming up on the program, we'll preview the Mids and Tulsa. Coming up Saturday from Tulsa, Oklahoma and Skelly Stadium, starting at 3:30, 2:30 on the network for all the broadcast information. A huge week for the Navy volleyball team as they take down Patriot League Kingpin American. We'll detail the win for Larry Bach's team. All that and more, it's all coming your way next, right here, Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Sports Network.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you, responsibility matters.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
Look at that mouth, that poor, parched mouth. What'd you eat for lunch? Chalk dust? Did your face storm a sandcastle? You're being awfully quiet. Is that because your mouth feels like the business end of a Dremel saw? Is it because your mouth just wrote a haiku and all 17 syllables were dry heaves? Right now, your mouth could be tongue-bathing in the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew. Instead, it feels like you've been motorboating King Tut's sarcophagus. Show some mercy. Crack open an ice-cold Mountain Dew. Ah, you know your mouth wants you to. Do the Dew.
You know you're in the market for a new car when... Or when... And definitely when...
Congratulations on the twins!
Luckily, when it comes to auto loans, Navy Federal Credit Union offers competitive rates, a pre-approval check, and up to 100% financing. So when you know you're ready for a better, Navy Federal is ready to help. Visit NavyFederal.org for more information. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Hurricane of Tulsa with head coach Ken Niumatalolo. You're halfway to bowl eligibility already early in the season. Always good to see those kind of numbers. Last week for this football team, and especially for your quarterback, how important was it for him to have a clean game the way he had last week?
Very important for Zach. Really excited the way he played. You know, ran the offense great, took care of the football. You know, just I thought he was he was on point, played with confidence. And so for him, for our offense, for our team, very important for him to have the week that he did.
In the games he has played, he has averaged anywhere from really 28 to 32 carries in a lot of those games, especially the ones that he has started. The fact that he only had to carry the ball 15 times the other day and was able to get the distribution, he had 9 different guys. They all had positive experience with the football. Is that when this offense is really going gangbusters the way you all were to get things going the other day?
I really believe so, Pete. If we can distribute the ball, you know, use all facets of the option, the dive, the quarterback, and the pitch, it definitely makes us more productive and more efficient. And I thought Ivan called a great game. You know, we were able to, you know, take advantage of some certain things. But, you know, we'll take what people give us, but being able to, you know, have the production we did without having to pound Zach, like you said, 30 times. Oh, it was a good day for us.
We were talking earlier about Danny O'Rourke, your ABACS coach, and the work that he has done. This particular group on display the other day, you know, just one of the fundamental things about that position,
hash mark, numbers, sideline. Just keep on going, get as many yards, extend the play as much as you can. And those guys were doing that in relatively easy fashion at times on Saturday.
You know, we've been talking about that this offseason, that, you know, we felt really good about our slot backs. You know, as fast a group that we've had in a long, long time. Maybe not the biggest group, but as, you know, as athletic and as fast that we've ever had. And, you know, they played well. You know, unfortunately, Trey got hurt, but Trey was having a phenomenal game.
Yeah.
Jamal Daniels did some good things. Josh Brown, John Brown, obviously Malcolm Perry, you know, is doing the things that, you know, everybody thought he could do. And the kid's a super talented kid. And, you know, excited to see all those guys produce.
You've had to find somebody at the B-back spot. And, you know, Anthony Gargiulo's just been a guy that comes to practice every day, you know, goes through the repetitions, does what he's supposed to do, and really gave a good account of himself with his first extended playing time, I thought, on Saturday.
I agree with you, Peter. I was very happy with Anthony. You know, played well, you know, had some tough physical yards inside the box, you know, followed his blocks, knew where his blocks were coming from. So because him being a little bit older, knew our schemes, and was a, which helped him get on the field, and proud of him because he's a guy that's worked really hard, hasn't had much playing time, but was able to go in there and do very, very well.
Obviously, through the years, you know, we've constantly preached about how your wide receivers, you know, don't get probably the credit they deserve because they do so many good things, especially blocking that aids the option. But it's really hard, in my mind, to play the position better than Tyler Carmona is playing that position for you right now.
All around, he's playing as good as we've ever had as a wide receiver. Blocking, catching the ball, you know, just all the unselfish things that he does. And he's leading a group of very talented receivers in Brandon Cologne. Terrence Laster has been phenomenal blocking. Craig Scott, you know, those guys have been doing a lot of things. Taylor Jackson, Zach Freed. I mean, that group's really happy with what they're doing. Coach Yukaitis is doing a great job of, you know, getting them ready, too.
No doubt this week you're going to see an NFL-caliber running back in D'Angelo Brewer, just a terrific player for Tulsa and clearly going to be a big focal point for you all defensively. Thoughts on what you've seen? And obviously they've been in some tough battles, and that 1-3 is kind of deceiving right now for this Tulsa club.
Definitely very deceiving. You know, obviously they're opened up with Oklahoma State, you know, one of the best teams in the country. Had two close losses, you know, and so other losses with, you know, Toledo and New Mexico. You know, the thing about Brewer is he's strong, he's compact, you know, so he's hard to bring down. He's elusive, you know, and he's got breakaway speed, you know, and he, you know, sometimes it seems like there's not a crack or an opening and he scorched through there. He's definitely going to be a great challenge for us.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thanks, Pete.
Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo, Mids and the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes, Saturday at 3:30. Back with Ivan Jasper in a moment on the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Hurricane of Tulsa with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. And second time in three games, you play somebody you hadn't played before. Mm-hmm. You got what you were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get the results that you were looking for with darn near a school record until you had to take two kneel downs at the end of the game?
It was a good day. Our kids played well. They executed. You know, they did all the work. You know, it was a, you know, for me sitting up there calling plays, you know, it's one thing, but to be out there on the football field to see certain things, to be able to execute, obviously taking care of football was huge. I mean, they did a great job on Saturday. And again, our hats off to our guys.
We often talk about the depth you all have at A-back. Mm-hmm. That has been stressed a little bit here early in the season.
Yes.
Already.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe those of us that don't get to see practice every day, we don't see every rep of practice every day, but are you surprised that you get what you get out of that position every time you need to call on it?
We've been saying it for years. We've been pretty loaded at A-back, you know, and even this year was even more true. Trey Walker looks so good at fall camp. We knew that he's going to be some big things from him. Now, obviously, it's such a devastating loss to lose him. But again, it was weird to think about it. Bonner's probably been the most, you know, heralded player there.
Sure.
But you didn't miss Bonner, you know, the past few games, you know, so that's a good thing. You know, now he'll be back, you know, to fill in that depth, you know, and make us more explosive. Jamal Daniel, you know, taking care of football was a question mark. You know, it took something bad to happen for something good to come out of it. So I'm pretty sure he's going to take care of football. If you watch us play, we can run. We can run on the perimeter, you know, mm-hmm. and that's definitely a good weapon to have. And now we just got to continue to get better.
It seems like all of those guys, we've seen in the past, A-backs, in terms of style of running, some guys will want to plant that foot and cut it up the field. But it seems as if this group seems to have that hash mark, number, sideline,
yes,
routine down. Because really, that's how you're going to maximize most, yes, runs on the perimeter.
We always tell guys, there's never anything good happen when you cut back.
Right.
Nothing never good happens, unless you're in the box, obviously. But on the perimeter, find the edge, find the alley, you know. And again, lucky for us, we have guys, again, who can run, that are good ball carriers, good with the ball in their hands, and they can make people miss. We haven't had guys like this that can make people miss one-on-one in a very, very long time, you know. So it's a good weapon to have, and hopefully as we go on a year, we can get the ball to those guys more and more on the perimeter so they can use their talents.
The importance of Zach having a clean game. How important was that?
It was huge, you know. And again, just for his own personal, just his own personal confidence, you know. And again, just with what he was dealing with going through the week, it's just so well to end the week off, you know, with a great game. I mean, he played really, really well. And again, I mean, as a quarterback, it's his job to play well. He has to do it every single game. And if he doesn't do it, I'm going to criticize him on it. It's just the way it is, you know. I'm going to ride him, you know. So there's no other way around it. The quarterback has to play well for us to be successful, you know. Will and Keenan, I don't think I can count on one hand the amount of games that Keenan played bad in his whole career. Three games, you know. So when you play well, we have a good chance of winning, you know. So that's why it's important. So when you don't play well, I take it very, very personally, you know. So again, hopefully this past weekend, he can build on that. And now it's good football ahead of him for the rest of the year.
You're playing a Golden Hurricane team you've played before a couple of times now.
Yes.
You know, and is the preparation, I don't want to say easier, because it's never easy, because winning is hard in this game, but is there a better sense of what you may see in terms of how you prepare? Or do you go into this now really thinking you may see one thing, but also expecting maybe to see completely another?
Well, this week, honestly, we don't know. These guys, for the past 2 years, they come out of something totally outside of their base,
right,
defense.
Right.
They've copied, you know, other teams. The first year they played with Tulane, played against us. When they at home, we struggled against those guys. And then last year, they came out and played with Houston, played against everybody. You know, so this year, are they going to copy somebody else's game plan or line up and do what they do? They did play to Mexico last week. They showed some stuff, but they might have a complete different game plan from ours. You know, so we really don't know, and we're not really going to bank on anything. What we're going to go out and do today and tomorrow is practice on a bunch of different looks, run our best up against those looks, and go out and play.
New Mexico's quarterback had a huge game in that contest, certainly from a running standpoint. And even though what they do, not quite what you do, can you glean anything from that, just seeing how Tulsa played in that game?
I mean, there's some things that kind of carry over. But again, it's all about what their game plan is. Obviously, for us this past weekend, we had a lot of big perimeter plays. And I said, I mean, you know what? We got to take that away from these guys and make it more of a quarterback fullback game. Who knows, my man? We just got to go out, lamp on our first snap, see what they're in, and then adjust from there. You know, so it's a thing where, you know, we don't worry about it anymore. You know, we just have to tell our guys, you know, hey, guys, we're going to go out there, we're going to rewind our first play, see what they're lined up in, and go from there.
I've said on the air that if you put 20 pounds on him, there's no doubt in my mind Tyler Carmona is an NFL-caliber tight end.
Yes.
Just watching his ascent and his development now to where he has become a very confident playmaker that you can go to when you have to in the air game.
Well, a few weeks back, I talked to Coach Nehemiah, and I was saying, you know what, who's the best player on our football team? And we kind of sat there and looked, and he said, DJ. I said, exactly, DJ Powellmore. You know, so, and it was clear, because again, we weren't playing great on offense, but from the first game till now, when I go back and look at it, didn't think much about Tyler. And I think right now, it's probably a dead heat between those two guys.
Yeah.
I mean, he is playing really good football for us. And again, it's not so much making plays. My man, he is a smart football player. His blocking, the way
devastating block. I mean, he might be the best blocking wide receiver we've ever had.
The way he blocks, again, he knows how to set people up. He's just a smart football player. He's a physical kid. Don't want to say he's dirty, but he's a nasty football player. He's gonna get after you, you know, but it's clean. He'll get after you. but he can also make plays in the passing game. You know, so he's a complete football player. Again, probably the best one that we've had right in a very long time.
All right, appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thank you, boss. Appreciate it.
Navy offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper as the Mids get set for Tulsa. We'll talk defense with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
11 states, 13 institutions, some of the nation's largest markets. There is power in our size. Over 360,000 students, 2.6 million alumni. Their influence is power. And 21 championship caliber sports. We compete with power that make up a Power Six conference known across the country as the American.
I was at work, but I get this phone call, and on the other end is my daughter. She's crying.
Our 18-year-old is in an accident. When I call USAA, it was that voice asking me, is your daughter okay? That's where I felt relief.
It actually helped to know that somebody else cared and wanted to make sure that I was okay. That was really great.
The experience with USAA was very focused on family.
USAA took care of her car rental and getting her car towed. All I had to take care of was making sure that my daughter was okay. So to me, that was just wonderful.
We're the Rivera family, and we both be with USAA for life.
USAA, we know what it means to serve. Call today to talk about your insurance needs. 800-531-USAA.
Member pay for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions applied or subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Get to B-Dub's best seat in the house on Mondays for your chance to win transportation for you and five friends to and from B-Dub's, $100 in free food, and your chance to win tickets to a local pro football home game or a VIP big game viewing party for two in Las Vegas. Great food, great specials, and awesome prizes each week. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 years or older. One entry per person per week only and must be present to win. Buffalo Wild Wings, Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Columbia, Laurel, and Bowie. You have to be here.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for Tulsa with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. And, you know, last week you guys got a pretty steady diet of passing from Cincinnati for the most part. They were without their leading rusher, Boone, and you guys did a pretty solid job of at least taking the run portion of that away for them. And once you get ahead, that helps. This week against Tulsa, this could be probably the complete opposite end of the spectrum. This could be a physical battle, a lot of running in this game. Your thoughts on what you've seen from Tulsa's very potent ground game already this year?
Yeah, they can really run it. They've run it against everybody. They've got two or three people that can run it. The quarterback's a good runner. So I think, you know, they're going to try to grind it. You know, we are also. Hopefully we can shut the run down and make them throw.
When you have an element like the quarterback, because there are a lot of times, especially in the running game, you are probably only playing 10 on 11 because the quarterback, sometimes you don't have to account for him in the running game. The element of the quarterback being able to run, how much, if anything, does that change about what you have to do schematically within your defense to account for him?
Yeah, you have to have somebody responsible for him, so it puts you in basically man-to-man coverage. But we'll have one or two guys responsible for the dive and the quarterback on every snap.
You guys were mixing things up an awful lot the other day. As they have played well, you've thrown a little bit more at them. How do you feel you've been able to do here through three games? And obviously, you don't want to stay in the same thing all year because people can certainly scheme against that. But as you all have added and introduced more to the package, your thoughts on what you've been able to get from them?
I think they've handled it really well. You know, we had a couple of busts on Saturday, but it was with new things. You know, we had a linebacker not go the right way in coverage and gave up a long pass. Missed a couple of tackles, but overall I think we're trying to play aggressive. You know, if you can play man, it allows you to do a lot of different things. And so we need to keep going back and cleaning up our zone because we've run so much man. Sure. That we haven't practiced the zone coverage, and you need that also. But you have to be able to do both, and you have to be really multiple nowadays because the offenses can take advantage of. If you sit in one thing, which is kind of what we did last year, we were pretty vanilla, and it showed in our stats.
How much difference is it in terms of, you know, all 11 guys, especially the back seven,
when you play man-to-man as opposed to playing zone?
Well, it's different. They know typically who they have. Now there are man beaters where they'll put two people close together. You'll see that this week. They'll bunch up three receivers. So you've got to be able to deal those up and end up with the right guy. So there are some complexities to it, especially if you want to blitz from the field, blitz from the boundary, bring both outside backers. Each one of those causes different people to be on different people. The big thing we found Saturday is there are some matchups that weren't particularly in our favor, so we need to be real careful of that also.
Now, you talk about receivers in a stack here. With their ability to run the football the way they do, does that put that added pressure on your front up front and obviously your two linebackers to make sure that those five guys in particular take care of most of that business there?
Yeah, and those are basically you have run players, and you have pass players, and then you have somebody that's kind of in the gray that has to kind of be a little bit in this tank and a little bit in that tank. So because you have to add a guy to play the run, we do anyway.
Sure.
And you just don't want to be without any help in the pass. So somebody is always in that a little bit of a gray area.
All right, appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thank you.
As defensive coordinator Dale Pearson, Mids have a very tall task with Mr. Brewer this week. See if they're physically up to the task. Coming up on Saturday, 3:30 kickoff, 2:30 for all the pregame news and notes, starting on Saturday right here on the Navy Radio Network. Friends, this reminder, the Naval Academy Business Services Division is the official retailer for the Brigade of Midshipmen. All profits earn fund club sports, extracurricular activities, and other of quality of life events critical in developing midshipmen into our nation's future leaders. So come shop and dine at the Naval Academy and support the Brigade. For more information, go to the Naval Academy Visitors Center or log on to usnabsd.com. A big win for Larry Bach's volleyball team. We'll talk about that when we return to Navy Sports Magazine here on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back. On Tuesday night, we had a chance to bring it to you on the Patriot League TV network as Navy beat American in volleyball in four sets. It's such a significant win for the program. And when you think the fact that American has only lost four times in 74 lifetime Patriot League matchups, it is absolutely astonishing the way the Mids handled them in four sets on Tuesday night. The first two sets were just epic, 29-27. For the Mids, 27-25, just two well-played sets. Alexandra Kozawa for American, their outstanding outside hitter out of Poland. She was just tremendous. Matched, though, on the other side by Maggie Phillips and Tara Dotshauer. Katie Patrick blocking at the net. Serena Selbach as well with the freshman Megan Scatani as well. So you look at the future of this Navy program. You've got one of the great setters in Patricia Mattingly. Sydney Sharon was just awesome as a libero, digging things out for the Mids the other night. And, you look at this team, and Larry Box got a nice little rotation going now. Darby Minton has proven to be a very instrumental player for them within that rotation now. You just have to like, with the events of Tuesday night, what this team is building right now. Maggie Phillips, the senior local product out of Loudoun County High School, in Northern Virginia, as she had 19 kills on Tuesday night to lead the way for the Midshipmen. Meanwhile, Navy and American in women's soccer as well this week, and the Midshipmen find themselves victorious, winning by a score of 2-0. Warm day on the road Wednesday for this one over in D.C. in the shadows of Northwest, as Navy picked up the victory by a score of 2-0 in that one. So, for all of your news and notes, men's soccer, by the way, a winner of a St. Joe's as they finally broke through, scored some goals, broke through, got a taste of victory. And we'll see if that gets Coach O'Donohue's team going forward now as well. But coming up here on the weekend, men's golf taking on Army here in Annapolis. Things get underway on Saturday morning at 8:15. So if you can get out to the Naval Academy Golf Course, another golf team would love to have your support there. Cross country, the Paul Short Invitational up in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Volleyball heads to Colgate Friday for a 6 o'clock match. That game available on the Patriot League Network. Sprint football on Saturday versus Franklin Pierce at 12 o'clock. Women's soccer versus Lehigh. That will be available on the Patriot League Network. Dave McHugh sits in for Joe Miller on Saturday, as Joe and I, of course, will be with Coach Tom O'Brien, Tim Murray, and Johnny Goldsmith will be our engineer on Saturday for the Mids in Tulsa starting at 3:30. Volleyball heads to Worcester for a matchup with Holy Cross at 6, and then men's soccer versus Loyola in Baltimore Saturday at 7. That action is available on the Patriot League Network as well. And as always, for information on all 33 varsity sports at the United States Naval Academy, only Stanford and Ohio State have bigger programs. Go to NavySports.com. That'll do it for our show this week. Our thanks to Bill Lusby for all of his technical assistance. Our thanks, as always, to you for listening and your support of Navy Athletics. We'll talk to you Saturday in Tulsa, Oklahoma, at Skelly Stadium as the Mids take on the Tulsa Golden Hurricane. Until then, I'm Pete Medhurst. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, federally insured by NCUA. By Boeing, proud to support the Navy football team. Go Navy! And by Constellation, America's energy choice.